It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars in the building. God damn it, we here. I mean, I've been quarantining, doing my my best, white people impersonation.
You look like a puppy that someone left in a hot car.
Yes. Where's my master? He said he was going to the Big Y and coming out with groceries.
Oh, no. You made it be black.
Who are you anymore? Where's BD? Did you text BD?
Of course I did. Well, I don't know. You text BD. I sent out the Zoom invite.
I just sent out an angry text to Gnome because Gnome need no whatever show he's doing. I need to be on there talking about George Floyd, not any other fucking white people that he's trying to talk to white people about black issues. I'm so angry at Gnome. I love him. I'm so angry with him.
Who's white you talking about George Floyd?
I don't know. Somebody. I didn't even listen to his shows, to be honest with you. But I'm assuming that's what he did because I know him. I know the person. Headphones are not even working. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fine.
Ugh, I cannot hear you.
Who's this BD? Where is this BD?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear
me? Oh, this stinks. Let me just turn it up in the headphones. Hello? Testing?
Yes.
Testing 1, 2. All right, I kind of hear me. I hear y'all perfectly. But here's the thing. It's Race Wars, and we talk about George Floyd. Now, Karen, you better say something angry about the cops right now, bitch. Right now, white daughter.
Okay, first of all.
Minneapolis cops.
First of all, fuck the police, who are also my friends.
You bitch.
Second of all, all right, so will you guys, I like see the memes and stuff, and like I see it all over Twitter and Instagram, but I don't really know what happened.
Well, you better research it, and you better post something on your fucking Instagram about it. I'm tired of white people not posting things about these things. Bill, what did you do, you Indian bastard?
Well, I thought about it real loud.
Boo, you don't want to ruffle feathers, Michael Jordan? You gotta get in there and fucking say something.
Republicans buy shoes too, you know what I'm saying?
You son of a bitch. I knew you was gonna take that fucking approach.
Man, it actually happened a couple blocks away from my friend's crib, and he was telling me that the cop was front row at a Trump rally just 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I believe it. Believe that. And that's why he's gonna be in front row at motherfucking Chow Time in the penitentiary, because he don't go to jail, nigga. We all rioted. Karen, back me up.
He's going to go to jail for a whole 3 weeks.
No, nigga. They doing life or we taking life. Oh, back me up, Bill.
Yeah. No, 100%, man.
Oh, like, you punk ass nigga. You in France somewhere. You don't give a fuck about American politics. You out there eating the crepe, nigga. Staying low. You fucking son of a bitch.
I mean, Race War looks like it's coming for real, though. Like,
where are you, Bill? First of all, introduce yourself to the people, and where are you?
My name is Boy Petit, also go by Bill. I'm in the south of France right now, living in Nice.
Nigga, boo. Nigga, you ain't living in Nice. You're surviving in Nice. Who are you kidding? You're not living anything. You going to the theater? Did you go to the theater, Leslie?
No, I couldn't even leave. You couldn't leave the house for more than an hour for like 8 weeks. It was tough. They had drones coming up to you and shit.
Oh, really? What do you mean drones coming up to you?
So if you were out walking around, you had to fill out a form every time you were leaving your house that was timestamped, and they had police, and then they had drones circulating. So if you were out and about and it looked like you weren't about for a purpose, police would come to that location.
France is still so gay. A drone following you around. I'd be like, look, drone, I'll pour vodka on the drone. Get the drone drunk. Following me around. How long you been there?
I've been here since January 3rd.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you there so long?
I moved here. I was going to be here for like a year and stuff, and then lockdown happened.
You idiot. So you gave up on comedy, stand-up?
No. I've been just doing other shit.
You gave up. It gave up on you, huh?
It was fun.
Shut up. You gave up on comedy because comedy gave up on you, Bill. How's your... You still got your motherfucking... You still working out?
I try, and the gyms are still closed here, so I've just been doing push-ups.
Working out in your cell. Cell by yourself. Yeah, we all been there. We all been there before. So you moved to France, and you know you're not doing shows there.
Well, I did one show in Amsterdam, but yeah, I was going to do, when I moved to Paris, I was going to start doing stand-up again. And so I was supposed to be in Paris at this time.
Oh, so you're going to start stand-up in Paris.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm not funny in New York, right? But maybe...
Stop trying to find somewhere on the globe where your jokes work. You're going to be on Pluto, nigga. He's like, where will they get my sense of humor?
I was like, I've always had French sensibility.
Hello, Thailand. Oh my God. You need somewhere where you can do this, the jokes with your shirt off, stupid.
a million percent, bro. Just like take it off. But yeah, man, it's been a good time. It was a good place to spend lockdown. If I'm being honest, it's like
whose money are you spending flying around the world like this? Your parents?
That's everything.
Yeah, sure, man.
And damn sure ain't your money.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So who gave you the ability to have this kind of lifestyle where you're like this? I'm going to live in Nice. It ain't you. You ain't putting in hours. I know that already.
No, my pops.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah.
Money. You need to do what you can afford, not what your pops can afford.
Well, that would be living in a box.
Yeah, live in a box so you cannot have a box. So you have a bigger box and it's your box.
Yeah, a million percent.
A million percent. Stop trying to high-five me virtually, nigga, and not do it. What? Oh, Philip, I still love you.
Love you too, man.
Who furnished that place? Your pops?
Airbnb.
What?
This is an Airbnb.
Who paying for the Airbnb, nigga? Pops B&B?
Yeah, Pops B&B.
So he furnished the place. That extra amount you got to pay for a furnished place? He paid for it.
Yeah, 100%.
How many siblings do you have, Bill?
Five.
Five? And you putting this burden on your fourth? What is he, a CFO? How Indian is he? What company does he work for? Apple, nigga?
Arco Chemicals.
Oh, he making more money than Apple. He going to destroy the environment, but he going to make that money, that coin.
Defending the destruction of the environment. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, but don't try to act like you like this. I love the environment. No, you don't. You live off of the destruction. Oh, dude, I see your like fucking drapes and your fucking...
The environment, nah, man. Fuck the environment, bro.
I can tell by your Airbnb, you don't give a fuck about the environment.
No, I have lights on in the other room, man. You know what I'm saying?
It don't matter about the lights. It's paid for by the company that destroys the environment. You son of a bitch, Bill. I thought you was a tree hugger. But now I know you'll drop that tree and put Wi-Fi in it so you can use your phone.
1,000,000%. I think there should be fewer trees, man. That's why I love New York, man. I don't even go to Central Park.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Bill. I'm disappointed in you for so many reasons. But it's good to see you. Karen, how you holding up in Bushwick, nigga?
I'm in Williamsburg, so...
I don't separate those two places. I got my bike stolen over there. I don't care what's what.
That is such a low-key flex.
Yeah, I did. How's the Puerto Ricans in Bushwick?
So Greenpoint's amazing. beautiful this time of year. Yeah, it's good. I'm like so confused. Lockdown, they're like gonna lift lockdown. Lockdown feels like it's kind of over anyway. Like things are starting to open up and I don't get it. I'm like, yes, Williamsburg is beautiful. It feels like there's no problem. Just everyone's walking around with masks. And I don't understand, like, is there a virus? Is there not a virus? Are we post-virus? I thought thousands of people were still dying.
Thousands of people still dying. It's still thousands of people dying. They're just people we call spring breakers. And people must go to their Mother's Day festival. They're already tracking the whole spark back because it sparks around the country. They're tracking it back to Florida. They show all the Florida people traveling back home and where that shit went. And they're tracking all the people who celebrated Mother's Day. Like, they can't do it on the phone. Huh? They celebrate Mother's Day and then track it back to shit. It's getting crazy, guys.
Okay, so is it a second wave?
Yeah, it's a second wave. It's second waves, third waves popping up everywhere. Because, but here's the good news. Places are still opening up. Yeah. New York City opening up.
Quarantine is good news. I low-key love it. Like, I love having to keep in the hole. I love having to sit here and just, like, work on myself spiritually and like work on my dreams. Like, what else?
How much spirit do you have that you need this much time? What are you, Mother Teresa?
About building a spirit. Do you understand? It's about building up a soul. So when you have time, you go deep inside so that when you come out, you can come outside like a phoenix from the ashes with better hair and better skin and just like making more money.
Well, Karen, tell that to the Minneapolis Police Department. Okay, coming out like a, with that knee on the nigga's back, on his neck. What do you think about that, white daughter? I read you right. Say something good.
So, right, that's like an Eric Garner, like, so Eric Garner was selling Lucy.
I think a forged check.
Whatever it is, it's not a death sentence. It's not a death sentence to walk around as a black man. So this fucking stupid ass, racist ass, fucking cop put his knee on his black man's neck against the ground. He screamed that I can't breathe. My fucking stomach hurts. I can't breathe. And he kept his knee on his neck for 8 minutes. Even as bystanders screamed, can't you hear me? He said he can't breathe. Get your fucking knee off his neck. Even as bystanders stood by there and yelled at him, he kept it on there, and the other three cops stood by while it happened, and he fucking killed the dude, and the guy died. And then the mayor of Minneapolis came on and was like, it shouldn't be a death penalty to walk around black. And they fired all the cops, but all these cops need to go to fucking prison. Bill, talk about it in France.
Yeah, no, they completely, I think they need to go to prison, and I think it's really of the time where just these links with Ahmaud Arbery and stuff like that, more of this is coming to light, and I think it's good that this is a focal point, and the juxtaposition of this compared to like when you had all those people with machine guns storming storming the capitals,
and nobody put a knee on their neck.
Nobody put a knee on
with
their
guns.
Neck.
Yeah,
with guns, with AR-15s, and so you see these guys with AR-15s not getting any consequence. Then some guy writes a bad check during, let's be honest, pretty close to an economic depression, right? And he's probably not even getting unemployment or whatever. And then that's a death sentence for just being alive. And then the dude, here's the worst part about it. If you look at the clip, the guy was smiling when he had his knee on his
neck. Smiling on it. He was gloating as he had his knee on a black man's neck. Gloating. If this motherfucker don't go to prison, I swear to God, shit's going to kick off. It's going to jump off in this country. I welcome the jump off. I'm going to say it. I welcome the jump off.
Well, and Karen, you were saying that the Minnesota mayor stood in solidarity against the cop, right?
Yeah, he did. He came out and had a whole press conference. It was good. But let's get some charges filed. Let's get motherfuckers in prison.
Right.
Along with the motherfuckers who killed the jogger down in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that one's crazy, too. So on Quora, you know, I don't think you know this, Sherrod. I'm actually famous on Quora. I have 75,000 followers.
Nobody knows what Quora is. So, yeah, I'm sure you're famous on it. I hope your parents are real proud.
But one of the things that I wrote about the shooting, and people were like, he was actually a thug. He shoplifted a place back in 97, and he should have known better than to resist citizens' arrest. I mean, the misinformation machine around this is absolutely crazy.
People are gross too. It's gross. If it was a black man who shot a white person doing the same thing, they would have been arrested right away.
Right away. There would have
been, It wouldn't even been it wouldn't have been a question about it.
Well, and the attorney general the district attorney was working in conjunction with these police. Like, this was a planned, this was a planned thing. So this guy was like, he got off once, he wanted to get him again. And, you know, one of the things that I really don't like is how basically we go through a person's history. If anything bad happens to him, the conservative machine goes to that person's history and looks for one event in their past to like be like, yo, this is a bad person. We're better off without them, basically.
When we supposed to believe in rehabilitation.
Yeah, I mean, not when people profit off of that shit, man. They're profiting off of keeping people rehabilitated. It's disgusting. And then you have Karen and I were talking about this, the Amy Cooper in Central Park.
She's awful. Amy Cooper, what an awful bitch. In the Ramble, trying to make the Ramble not about gays, but about her and her dog. Not about late night blowjobs, but about her. Yeah, what a fucking slut.
Her karma is so sweet because she picked a Harvard bird man. She picked a bird black.
of all the blacks to fucking run it, a Harvard bird watching black. She deserves everything.
Beloved black man on the Upper East Side.
He's a friend of a friend. I know a friend of mine is good friends with him. Listen, I even like that the shelter that she got her dog from took the dog back.
Oh, right.
stupid bitch. You don't deserve to have a dog, you bitch.
She thought she could just call the police on a friend.
He was lynching the dog in that, bro. Like, did you see? She was strangling the dog while
she was strangling the dog.
Yeah.
Trying to make the dog feel like he was getting attacked too when she was on a cop on the phone with the police making a false report. She needs to get charges filed against her. Fuck this fucking cunt. And then she's gonna come out like this. I didn't know you couldn't do that.
What was messed up about her statement was she's like, I've been using the police as my own personal security for far too long. It's like, how many people have you done this to?
Several. You know? Several. And most of them probably ran away. But I'm glad this bird man, this sweet, 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 sweet black bird man, stood his ground and did what he had to do for all of us.
Yeah,
I mean, chirp chirp to you, Birdman. Chirp chirp to you, Black Birdman.
Well, it was kind of like a Scooby-Doo moment where she would have gotten away with it too if she didn't lift off her fucking mask.
She would have got away with it if it wasn't for two people who actually walked her dog before, who said, "Oh, I know this bitch, and she is an awful bitch," and they the one who shared her name with the media.
That's so.
Two of her dog walkers on the Upper West Side said one dog was like, "I know her, this bitch, and she's awful." And she's awful to her dog.
Right.
And he was like, that's who gave her name. Otherwise, we wouldn't know her name.
That's crazy.
Walkers turned the head. So that's how awful a person you are. If you was really a good person, your dog wants to be like this. Nah, she's sweet. This is just maybe y'all caught on a period day.
Yeah, a million percent.
Maybe Aunt Flo, you know how you bitches get when something like, oh, bleeding.
But I hope this is a narrative that's going to get Trump out of the White House, man.
Nothing's getting him out. Don't be ridiculous.
If you look at the states that flipped, Biden tests way better in those states than Hillary does. And so,
Biden, nigga? Which Biden?
No, I'm dead serious because here's the thing. Most people just don't watch the news that much and they vote along party lines. And the thing that messed up in 2016 was people really hated Hillary. But you don't have that kind of anti-Hillary sentiment with Biden.
No, you don't have the anti, but you go like this. sentiment.
The thing is, a lot of those same people.
sentiment.
We got to get Trump out. And even moderate
like
Republicans.
I would vote for him, but I wouldn't let him drive me around.
Not even a little bit. I mean, I'm voting for Biden. Whoever Biden picks as a VP will be president. You know what I'm saying?
One day. What are you trying to pull? A fucking...
I'm talking about the Indian elected, man. Kamala Harris is going to be vice president, man. We're going to get in the White House, man.
Kamala's Indian?
She's half Indian.
Oh, I knew something about her.
That's why she'd be doing that shit against black people low-key, man. It's that Indian side of it, bro.
Yeah, it's the Indian and that fucking island. And she got Jamaican, so none of those are pro-black people. Jamaicans and Indians from India ain't pro-African-Americans. They've never been on our side. They've always been against us.
A million percent.
Bob Marley's the only one, but he was half German, goddammit. So that's why.
Here's the thing about Indians that, like, whenever I meet conservative Indians, because in Texas you have a lot of them that, like, think that they can politically affiliate to becoming white. And I say, you know, if it wasn't for black people in this country, you wouldn't be able to go to the same school as these white people.
So they would be black. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, like they're like, well, you know, why can't it's like the a lot of minorities that profited from black people being locked up, murdered by the FBI. All of these things, and then they just turn up their nose the second they can. Even the Irish. Here's the thing, man. Irish people weren't fucking white until they lost their fucking accent.
Italians. They all come to America to be white.
Exactly.
They are not white in Europe. Nope. White people are people who come from Germany. That's and what white people are.
And you even need to be from the right part of Germany. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You need to be on the northern Germany. You know? Yep. And so
that's where white people come from.
Exactly. I got in an argument one time with a Russian person who tried to say, like, you know, black people haven't contributed to Western civilization. I was like, your parents are from Siberia. You haven't been part of Western civilization.
Oh, those Slavs?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Slavies trying to talk shit?
Exactly.
Go back to Brighton Beach, you fucking monkeys. Karen, jump in here anytime. Race wars. It's all fun and games. We're just talking shit, guys. We're just talking shit.
Hey Sherrod, you on TikTok?
No, I'm not on TikTok because I don't want the Chinese to have all my information.
What's wrong with your information, man? You know.
Listen, let me tell you something. Whatever the Chinese are behind, I'm not with.
Anti-Chinese? I'm not taking that sentiment. I love
Chinese people. I hate Chinese government. Mm. I love Americans. I hate government. Mm. Oh, yeah, people are fine. Government is the problem in every country. I never every country.
No, North Koreans. You say that.
I love North Koreans. I love them. I love North Koreans. I'll say it. But the government is. I said the shit.
Who are your North Korean friends I've never met?
Oh, I only have one, by the way, because it's North Korean. But I met them in New York. And her parents got out of North Korea, but her mother was actually pregnant when she escaped.
Wow. It doesn't fit.
Pregnant woman fucking rallied and got her, and she had other children while it happened. So you had two kids and pregnant and a husband and got out of North Korea. And in America. I'm like, your mother's the most gangster. Yeah, your pops is cool. Your mother is the most gangster person of all time.
Yeah, but she's not really North Korean then, bro.
She's North Korean. Nigga. The nutrients in her body came from the lack of food up there. She's tiny, she's emaciated, and she's a sweetheart. So in your face.
but like, the thing is, you say that about government, though. I still think, I'm a Hobbesian, man. I think that government civilizes us.
No, Hobbesian, is that like a Capricorn? What are you talking?
Thomas Hobbes was a philosopher who basically said that without the state, human beings will resort to becoming uncivilized, no matter how tyrannical the
probably,
leader.
Probably.
You see that like in like Somalia and Afghanistan.
Like,
so
even
though the state sucks, it's a lot better than us as ourselves. Even you, I remember time when you said the blackouts in 1976 or something.
79.
1979, where you said like people were breaking into people's houses, there's like no love and shit like that.
But yeah, I think that's just the initial reaction to a lawlessness. So like the initial reaction to but after that, I think everybody would go like this. We got to get that shit together. Somebody got a farm. Somebody got to do this. Somebody do that. I think that's how humans do.
Yeah, we'll get organized. But the thing is when during that organization process, we have a lot of stupid ideas, you know, and those stupid ideas.
We got stupid ideas when we're not organized. We got stupid ideas right now. Wait, what's the excuse now?
but compared to like before, like it used to be like if you had a left-handed kid, you had to cut off their like left hand. So they
that's white people. I bring up that white superstition bullshit. They also burnt people at the stake for being witches. Fucking bullshit.
Well, so there's actually a tradition that goes on in West Africa of the coyote, where it is
basically... I still practice that, by the way. But so.
you have sex with a virgin to make sure she has a good marriage. Their parents hire a guy. But most of those guys have...
Kind of like in... what's the dumb... Karen, back me up on this one.
What?
Australian who hate the Jews. Actor.
Oh,
Mel Gibson had the movie Braveheart.
Right.
Remember when the nobleman, the fucking whoever ran the county came around to have sex with all the new brides before the husband? So don't try to act like the black man got it. That's been a tradition in Europe for 1,000 years. 1,000 years that you don't get to fuck your wife first.
Right.
Yep, 1,000,000%.
Because here come the alderman to lay pipe to your wife.
It's weird. I don't like. I've had white friends try to show me Braveheart. I have no connection to that film.
But it's still a good film. Stop it. You got no connection to Top Gun either, nigga. But you saw it because I can tell by the t-shirt you wear. Fucking Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is living my dream life.
I know he is. You want to high five some other white dude on a fucking tarmac? You ain't fooling nobody. You ain't fooling nobody, Bill.
I did try to get my pilot's license in college, you know.
No, you did. But they saw that brownness, and it was like this. No. Oh, no. Only takeoff, no landing? No. Ain't going to give you no fucking pilot license after 9/11.
No, not at all, man.
You got to be. You got to be full military.
Yeah. I don't even think they let. I've never seen an Indian Air Force pilot.
In India, it's a bunch of them. The fuck are you talking about? There's a whole country of them. It's probably more of them than others because the country's so big. You're gonna look, Bill. You know what? Nothing Indian, nigga. You're looking for white pussy and white thoughts.
No, not
that's the title, Karen. White pussy, white thoughts.
White pussy, white thoughts, or she's tiny, she's emaciated, and she's a sweetheart.
I like that one, too. Let America decide, Karen.
What did you say? White what? White thoughts?
I don't White pussy and white thoughts. I don't. Cameron, you're supposed to be there. Can you turn on some of that fucking photo equipment you got in the back to catch some of that? How many lights you need? Jesus Christ, Karen.
What, to film my
phone? What kind of fans page? Fucking, what's the name of the page?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, you got running over there.
And OnlyFans doesn't backlight itself.
Oh my God. Karen, if I go through OnlyFans.
To see my feet.
I'll tell you right now, you're my white daughter. If I go through OnlyFans late night just to do research, as I do, and I see you on there, not only will I be crying out of my eyes, I'll be crying out of my penis.
That is the title of my OnlyFans.
Northern and Southern.
Sherrod, you should definitely consider making an account, man. It's I'm subscribed to a couple like my favorite porn stars on there, and the content on there is actually better than a lot of the highly produced stuff.
I'm actually going to team up with a couple of my favorite porn stars, and I'm gonna make a OnlyFans. I'm gonna do it with Who's been on the show? Who's my girl, Karen? Karen,
Andrew, Beckman, Andrew,
I don't know. There's thousands of fours.
Daniel. All the girls who come on through Laney who did my birthday parties and I've taken to the bathroom at the studio.
Oh, Peyton something.
Oh, yeah, all of them. I'm going to have them all on with me. And but I do have a surprise for I do have a surprise for you, Karen. I have a big announcement for Race Wars.
She's my mother?
No. We have a special guest, two special guests coming on next week. But one really big, 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 big guess. Race Wars, I'm proud to announce we got Roger Stone coming on next week.
Oh, no, we don't.
Yes, we do, bitch. Roger Stone, straight out of prison, yeah. Trump's boy. My boy, too, but he's going to come through and hook us up. So yeah, Roger Stone will be joining us next week on Race Wars with the Manhattan Madam.
I'm obsessed.
Thank you. So, yeah, Rogers got out. He actually got out of prison because of coronavirus. White man gets out. Let's come out. The white man. But also, 6ix9ine got out for close of that, too. So I can't just. And the whites get out.
Wow.
But yeah, we got Roger Stone coming on Race Wars next week. So make sure you tune in for Roger Stone. The Roger Stone on Race Wars with us. It's just going to be me, my white daughter, Karen, Roger Stone, and the Manhattan Madam. Next week on Race Wars. It's going to be a big episode. I'm not saying Bill's not big, but I'm saying Bill's not really big.
Bill, can you?
No. I mean, my core fans don't really have a lot of internet, so you know what I'm saying. Like, I understand. Roger Stone, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
coming through.
Yo, fix your camera, will you? Because we can't see the top of your head. It looks like a poorly shot porn.
Yeah.
Not like my shot porn.
It's still stupid. It still keeps going up.
Yeah.
Show the top of your head, LL Cool J. Remember that rumor? Remember that? Nobody? All right.
No.
But yeah, Roger Stone's coming through. Karen, are you excited? I mean, what are you?
Roger Stone is my adopted white dad.
He's hilarious, by the way.
You're a black dad, but he's white dad.
I'll give you that.
I stan Roger Stone. I fell in love with Roger Stone after I watched that movie, Get Me Roger Stone. It's all about Roger Stone and what a ridiculous person Roger Stone is. Like, Roger Stone is the fucking best. He's like, everyone's like, he's a villain. He's so bad. But he's like one of those people who is... He's like not good or bad. He's like outside the system.
I agree. He's out there laughing at both sides. He's hilarious. I spoke to him one time on Opie's show when Opie interviewed him. I was on there with Opie. So we interviewed him. He called in, but yeah, he was just funny as shit.
Yeah, so I went to a party once with Christine Okerson, Big J's lady. And I went to a party and it was a Laney party. So it was like a very porny kind of party. And
I like that.
Laney was there, Laney who I love. And she introduced me to Roger Stone and I spazzed out. And me and my father, I was just like, oh my God, dad, I'm obsessed with you. And I took a picture. And then Laney later sent me a picture of me taking a picture with him, which is like very cute, very Inception.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I just love that. You know what it is? He's the Joker. Like, you know, like if you watch the Joaquin Phoenix Joker, like the Joker's not bad. He's just chaos.
Yeah.
Like, Roger Stone is chaos.
I agree.
Like, that's what I love about him because he is that like wild card that makes shit not boring. Like, politicians are the most boring people in the entire world, and politics is a boring fucking game. What makes it interesting is the players, right? Is the people who know how to play. And Roger Stone is a player.
He's a player, and he knows how to work the system and be hilarious. He knows how ridiculous the whole shit is. Right. And I get that. It's like, when you know how ridiculous this shit is, you can't be on any side.
No.
You automatically on your own side now because you see like, oh, this is all horseshit.
Right, right, right.
And that's how I see him. I see him as seeing it like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he does. And the thing I love about him too is that he's so, he's such a cartoon of a person, right? Like the way he dresses, his like little like dandy thing that he does, and you know, he's like known for being like a sexual deviant, but he also from the 50s, and he's got a giant tattoo of Nixon on his back. Like, if you can mark up your body with Nixon's face, then you don't take yourself that serious.
You know, he has a place in Harlem, by the way.
Does he?
Yes, he got an apartment in Harlem. He blamed it, Bill.
That sounds like a porn waiting to happen.
He already got a porn name, Roger Stone, nigga. Yeah, that is name. The pornest name of
Give
all time.
Break.
Is that his real name? Did he was like born with that name?
I'm not sure, but we'll get to the bottom of it. I promise you that, Bill.
I'm gonna rewatch Get Me Roger Stone. Everyone should rewatch it. And honestly,
it's good.
Tweet us. You should tweet us questions and stuff that you want us to talk about with Roger Stone, because he is such an epic guest. Out of all the we've ever had on Race Wars, and we've had amazing guests, I might be the most excited for him.
Are you proud of me? You proud that I booked him?
Proud of my dad? Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, he affected people.
I'm going to switch dads. That's how proud I am of you.
I sent him the video of me and Melania on Good Morning America, and then Trump called and then fired me. That's and he loved it.
I have to watch that video one more time.
Are you gonna ask Roger about the police stuff?
Of course, I got it. I'm not only ask him about the police stuff and the George Floyd stuff. Right. I'm gonna ask him how does he feel about Trump's reaction to it, if any?
What has Trump's reaction been to it?
Who knows? And what should he be reacting like? Because I know that Roger will get into it.
Right.
And I know that I'm interested in people hearing what people close to the president thinks about all that nonsense. Because they all try to, you know, you can't paint everybody with the one brush.
Right.
So I know Roger's got his own opinion about it. And I know as a motherfucker who's living in New York, he's might be a little different on it than others. So I'm interested in seeing what he thinks about all this and what his opinion is about this and what his opinion about the president's and White House reaction to all this is.
Right.
Okay. I also, what did Roger Stone do to go into prison? I just know the name Roger.
He helped him get elected. Google him, nigga. And he went to prison for it. And just got released because of Corona.
He's so blessed.
And he ain't doing a lot of interviews so far. And guess what? He's going to come through. He coming through on Race Wars, goddammit. He coming through for us, goddammit. Yeah, but he got arrested for, I guess, lying to Congress.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be big. It's going to be big. I want to talk to him about a lot. Bill, send some questions for me, too. Send some questions.
I'll send some questions, man.
And Google him and read the whole shit and get to know who he is. Because the motherfucker's hilarious. I'll tell you. But he's an insider. If you ever talk insider, he's an insider. And he's been around for many presidents.
Mm-hmm.
From Reagan, I think even before Reagan.
I'm not a fan of Reagan. What was it like growing up in Reagan's America, Sherrod?
Everything else was cool. Because whenever you under pressure, that's when hip-hop got good. You know, that's when things get fucking, that's when pop got good. That's when Madonna, Michael Jackson. So whenever pressure's on, it sucks. But like a pressure fucking make diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
So you still need some type of pushback to get the best artistic fucking comebacks to it sometimes.
Right.
So you got to take the good with the bad. So when things get awful, just know that artistically and spiritually, it can get even better than it ever been. Mm. So you take the good, you take the bad, you take
So you're giving Reagan credit for life. Hip-hop.
Reagan was awful. Reaganomics, like I lived through it.
Yeah.
But when he died, I still was like this. Aw. When Reagan died, it's kind of like when you have a teacher that you didn't like, but then when you hear that they pass away, it's like this. I hated him, but he wanted the best for us. I'm not sure if Reagan wanted the best for us, but yeah, it seems. Maybe America, but he just didn't include black people.
I mean, when he remembered, you know what I'm saying? When he remembered about anything.
Yeah, because he had the Alzheimer's, but he, you know, he stood there for 8 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Nancy held him down.
That's impressive, man. He forgot while he was president while he's president.
Isn't that the greatest way to be president?
Oh, shit, I am president.
It's like this. I'm going to play with race cars. It's like, and he's the president, nigga, that's the best existence of all time.
Oh my God.
Race cars are my friends.
That's gonna be
what?
Biden. You guys
Bill of Rights.
I'm worried about Biden. I'm concerned about him.
It depends on that vice president then. If you're concerned about him, then.
But you know what? You know, Bill said that he's not hated the way that Hillary was, but what he has that people do hate is that we sense his expectation that he should win and also that he should be the nominee. And people hate that, and they hated it about Hillary too. They hated her.
But here's the thing. Trump has the same thing.
Yeah.
But Trump's come off differently.
But
because Biden's come off like, do the right thing and I should win.
Yeah,
Trump's come off like this. Do what you want. I'm a win.
Right. Well, I
that's the different pressures.
Well, the biggest difference between Biden and Hillary is, I mean, Hillary got hit by, we always forget this, that 3 days before election, Comey said, we're opening an investigation on a presidential candidate. That was huge.
Yeah, it was.
It, you know, she lost
and by hilarious, by the way.
And then you combine that with the amount of ads that Russia was able to purchase on Facebook to make black men not vote in cities like Michigan and stuff like that. They're playing 4D chess. But like to me, there's just never been a president who's done more to make our enemies stronger and our allies weaker. You know, He's withdrawn us out of the TPP, which wasn't perfect, but he didn't put anything in its place. He's made all our allies hate us. I can't imagine anywhere in Europe anybody going to war with us like they would in 2016.
Romania, nigga. They always there. Didn't have shit said Nadia Comăneci. Perfect in. Olympics perfect in.
Yeah, that's funny.
I know my history. Anywho, we don't need Europe to go to war, nigga. As long as it's us, Canada, and Australia. Bring on all punks, nigga.
Here's the thing, Canada. I mean, it's even frustrating our relationship with Canada, Mexico.
Canada ain't going nowhere. They fought in every war before then, except for Vietnam. They fought in every war.
Yeah, but that's like 18 people, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's not 18 people. They got a formidable army. Plus, they are border to us. So people who try to get to us, they're gonna either gonna fly in, which is harder, or come through Canada or Mexico. So. Yeah. Those two always got to be on our side. They can talk all the shit and border shit, but at the end of the day, you better be on our side or we're going to fight.
This is the thing. Our trade agreements have gotten worse. Our country infrastructure is terrible. Life expectancy is going down. Healthcare is going to get more expensive.
Whoa. I can't take this from some dude who moved to Nice, France, nigga. You already abandoned ship, Bill. Your word means nothing over here. You judging us? Your passport no more good, nigga. You ain't welcome back here. Sit in Nice and see how it works out.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, we've got Corona completely under control because we don't have the Republican Party.
And you already saying we? You already so you are them. You saying we already got it under control? Oh, okay. I'm glad y'all okay. Fuck you, nigga. Good luck with stand up over there. Do your stand up comedy over there with those Niceans.
They'll be laughing.
No, they won't. They'll be laughing as you escort it out because you eat salted butter. They're very particular, and you know.
Oh, man.
We already got it under control. We doing all right.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I can't wait till they kick your ass out of there.
When you in Rome, do what the Romans do.
Yeah, you ain't in Rome, motherfucker, you in France. And they're going to be like this. Let me see your papers. Yes, yeah, your papers. You are from where? Yes. They're going to throw you out of it and they're going to tank top first. Can't wait. Can't wait for that call.
Oh, man. Brian, come pick me up.
Yeah, I'm going to send you an Uber. Uber pool. You're going to leave the airport and end up back at the airport. What a jerk. He's part of them, though, Karen. What do you think about Bill? You gave birth to him.
I know. I co-sign this. I think that if you're going to fuck off during quarantine, you might as well fuck all the way off and go to fucking France. Who the fuck cares? If you're going to go do your Can you hear me? You're going to do your Eat, Pray, Love, and we all have an Eat, Pray, Love in us at some point in our lives. Then go do it during lockdown when you're missing nothing. You can. You don't have to feel guilty about being at home all day long in a foreign country because everybody has to be home. And you know.
You're missing only the eating and the loving, nigga. You can pray all you want, but all the eating and loving you ain't getting to do. You can pray for your life. It's worse hospitals over there. Who wants to do that?
Look,
you still use horse DNA to help humans live.
You are valid. That's legit. And here's the thing. If you wanted to take the time to disappear and work on yourself and then come back and be like, yo, I am this like new person, which we all like, that's like why you go to college. You know what I mean? So you can go back to high school and be like, I'm a different bitch. But I will say to your point, you could just do that here and just fuck up all the way in lockdown and everyone forget you existed because they're also all sealed up in their caves. But I will also say that if it's not about them and it's about you and you want to feel caved up and you want to feel like you fucked up, not just everyone else feel like you fucked up, then going abroad is the right decision.
But here's the good news for me. Here's where I'm going to really get happy about the the point that Bill went out of country, because he's not going to be allowed back in. He underestimates how brown he is. And I can't wait for fucking customs to remind him that you are not coming straight back with the whites. You're going to have at least 2-3 attempts to get back in, nigga. And you know it. And maybe the third you get in, maybe if your parents send a letter to somebody. But otherwise, you're on the last boats back. You understand that, correct? Yeah.
My dad, whenever the country started closing, my dad was like, yo, come back now. I'm like, man, I don't know if they're going to let me back in easily.
You had a better chance then than now. You had a much better chance then.
Yeah, honestly, I probably would have caught Corona because it was like packed with people.
You have a U.S. passport?
What?
U.S. passport?
Yeah, I got U.S. and a U.K. passport. The reason I moved to France was because this would be the last year I could live in Europe because of Brexit. So I was like, let me just like live in Europe, like take advantage of it, not have to apply for a visa, and then all this happened. And then also rent's really cheap, so compared to
I'm sure it's cheap. You know what's not cheap? Medical.
Actually, that's cheap too.
Ventilator. Ventilators. Well, good luck. You see how not cheap a ventilator is when you need one.
Yeah.
Hey, nuts. France is a mess.
Here it's been good. Nice has been good. We've only had like 193 infections, but Paris got fucked.
That can work down. Some of those workers came down to Nice and go, hey, and some is Mother's Day over there too. They got a Mother's Day.
So what they've restricted all movement too. So during our lockdown, we couldn't go more than 2 kilometers away from our apartment.
So explain this to me. How people got their drugs? How people got their liquor? Somebody's going more than 10 kilometers, correct?
Yeah.
So you can still get it.
Yeah, but it's way more limited.
Baby food. How you get baby food? They grow baby food there, Nice? Or a truck got to bring it there?
Truck got to bring it there.
Okay, so you can get infected.
that is true. But, like, when you take a look at that compared to, like, the U.S.
I get that. But this shit can come in waves. You don't know when nobody knows when it's going to peak anywhere. It's like right now, Brazil's the hot spot. Right now, Brazil got cut off. Trump a couple days ago said you can't come in from Brazil unless you're a citizen of America.
Yeah, good.
Spiking because they got all those slums down there and
And also, they got a retarded president. The Brazilian president.
But he's popular.
Yeah, because most people are stupid.
And he came out on the side of the fucking quarantiners.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Brazil got the highest spike in the world right now.
Yep.
And the slums over there, it's no way to combat it.
Nope.
It almost feels like the president's like, fuck them, let the slums die. We don't give a fuck.
No, this is happening. He really doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck about the rainforest. And he's also really promulgates a lot of bad information. So when he was saying that like global warming activists started the Amazon fires back whenever the Amazon was burning, not like logging interest.
Yeah.
And so and Brazil is probably way worse because, you know, they're not going to pay for testing the slums people. Are you serious? No, it's probably 100x worse than
if it ain't donated, it ain't happening down there. And everybody knows it. If it ain't donated, if Bill Gates ain't doing it, it ain't happening.
What do you think about people thinking Bill Gates is the Antichrist?
Well, that's white people. Ain't one black person said that shit. You know who we think of the Antichrist? White people. Why are you going to fucking single out Bill Gates for? Yeah. The fuck is that about?
A million.
How are you going to point at him and not point at your fucking selves? Race Wars. Race Wars podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how many people are talking about this pandemic shit.
A lot of people in Texas, a lot of Bible, it's getting Bible-y. That's what you know is all, where's the science?
Yeah, exactly. Because
it's getting so Bible-y, and Bill Gates is, they would hate a smart motherfucker. It will always be some smart dude is the devil, not some dumb idiot who they fucking will back to the end. No, the dude who went to school and learned and tried to do his best and came up with a new technology. But I will tell you this, if this was a James Bond movie, Bill Gates would be the dude, though. He'd be the bad guy. Any billionaire talking about, I'm trying to save the world. It's like, nah, you wanna do it by your terms, though. I gotta kill you.
Well, what was interesting to me was
James Bond. So I just want to be on record that if this was a James Bond movie, James Bond would have to kill Bill Gates. But in real life, I think he's doing okay.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Like, you know, I think a lot of them would do well to watch Chris Rock's joke about, like, because they're like, he's trying to make $1 trillion on the vaccine. It's like, nobody makes money on a vaccine.
You make it off the cure. Exactly. You make the money off the cure.
Exactly.
No, you don't make it off the cure. You make it off the treatment. The treatment. That's right. That's the joke. Make it off the treatment. Exactly. Because if you can cure it, you only get one check. But if you got treated for years, you get several checks.
Several checks. For a whole lifetime. And so, like, they were like, yeah, he's coming with the vaccine to get $1 trillion. He made coronavirus. No, everybody and their mom knew coronavirus was going to be a problem.
Yeah, like, a lot of people knew. And, like, doctors predicted it. It's been predicted. That's not really stupid. But, you know, if you tell somebody something that was predicted 10 years ago, they don't know what happened 2 weeks ago. So, good luck with that.
Yep.
But, you know, whenever they start making the smart people the enemy, we're in trouble. That's the Lord of the Flies, fuck it. We're Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, Piggy.
Whenever they smashing Piggy's glasses and smash them in the head with a rock, we're in trouble.
Right.
So I've seen this before. It's like, it's Orwellian, if anything. Yeah. But we going to have to learn it. Like, because everybody got to learn it new. That's the problem about Earth. If everybody learned everything at the same rate you learned it, what a planet that would be.
Mm-hmm.
At the same rate as you. But everybody's baby. Some people's baby. Some people grow. So you gotta be like, oh, he's too stupid. He learned what I learned when I was 12. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Where can I go? Is it a planet where I can go where motherfuckers my age and my learning can be all together and leave everybody else out? It'd be great. It'd be great. That's a gated community. What did you call that? But even in gated communities, you got kids in there. Some kids have start fires. Like, oh, they don't know not to start fires. So where can we go, motherfuckers who know like I know, where we gonna be away from everybody else?
It sounds like
let them go through the fucking growing pains of being stupid. But then somebody older than me, 65, would be like this: he too dumb for me. Where can I go to be away from that nigga? Because he 43 dumb, and I'm 65, and I'm 65 smart. So it's always us trying to get away from us, because the past us is an asshole and a dumb dumb.
A million percent.
Future us is laughing at present us, because present us think he's better than past us, but they all dumb to future us. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense.
No, 1,000,000%. You sounded a lot like French philosopher Pierre Bourdieu. He said the problem with society is people from 100 years ago have a louder voice than people in the present in terms of culture. So you're always battling against aged advice.
Yeah.
And that's so culture always has these lags. And it really sucks.
It's like a wave that you can see coming, but nobody else can see. And you got to wait for everybody else to be like, yes, is that a wave? And then your life is reacts to it.
Exactly.
Until it hit everybody else, it don't matter. That's my whole life.
And that's the big problem with democracy, is democracy is always going to, the bigger the democracy, the longer the lag on.
The longer the lag.
So, yeah. So, like, you know, there's a massive amount of innovation in, like, Sweden and Finland and stuff, because they only have to convince. It's easier to convince.
3 million motherfuckers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, if you got 3 million population, you convince 1 million, you can swing the rest. But when you got 250, 300 million, it's like, it's going to be regional fucking reactions to these things. And before, it's a national one. And it's more hurt coming
from people moving out of the city is really can be really beneficial for the Electoral College because you have a lot of people moving from San Francisco and stuff like that. So, like, that's going to swing maybe some of these states even harder than they might have swung before.
Corona's going to change politically. Corona is going to politically change this nation. Because even for people who lived in big cities, came from small towns or smaller cities, moved to big cities, and now saying, I can still do my job and got the opportunity to do my job from my small town now, so why go back? So there's a lot of people that are going to stay there. So also, with them staying there, it can change the climate of the political situation in those towns or that situation. So it's going to be a lot of pushback. It's going to be a lot of push forward. But I think definitely that Corona politically will change this country.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I know,
bro. Karen, you should have said, you should have clapped or something, Karen.
Sorry.
You son of a bitch, just stand there just looking at your own reflection in a goddamn camera. Karen!
No, but speaking to your point, I know a girl who moved from New York. She was living in the city, just got a house in Boise, Idaho, because of Corona. Because she was just like, I can work remote. It's not worth it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and so but she got the opportunity to work remote because our company's like this, work remote. They'd rather you work remote than not work. And then when they figure out that it works when you work remote, a lot of these places are going, we don't need a brick and mortar in Midtown Manhattan that's costing us fucking $8 million a year. And we can have most of these motherfuckers not work here and then move off site somewhere. Exactly. So that's going to make a lot of empty buildings in big cities. It's going to be a lot of fucking vacancies and boarded up shit. And that scares me because it feels like it's going to go back to the 70s.
Yeah, well, and I think that's going to be temporary. They're going to turn a lot of that probably into residential. Because here's the thing is, like, there's still going to be demand to be in New York because fuck up other cities. Right. But it's going to increase housing. And so that means that more people will be able to live there in a more of an affordable way because these big businesses will get out of the way.
Yeah, we'll see.
Big businesses always find a way to fuck people. Pandemic or no pandemic, rent or no rent, buildings or buildings. Like, they have the smartest, most well-paid people on the face of the earth working on extra creative ways to fuck people in this extra fucked environment. Like, when times are fucked, you get fucked.
Yeah. 1,000,000%. I mean, like, I have family members who literally buy work for companies that they specialize in buying people's debt.
Yeah.
And then going after, and like, it's a huge industry.
It's going to be bigger now after all this. It's going to be bigger. That fucking well is swelling right now.
Yeah, right.
But here's the good news, guys. Maybe one day we'll be big business doing this to other people. Huh?
Fingers crossed.
Karen, stop brushing your hair and be part of this.
Shut up. They can't hear that I'm doing that.
Stop brushing your hair.
You know what? My hair, I woke up yesterday and it was so quarantined. Like, it was doing fine. Cool. Like, just like a little bit of a 90s, like, grown out Rapunzel vibe, like, not a big deal. And yesterday I looked in the mirror and I was like, I have gone full quarantine. My hair is just in a fucking state. It's the first time all quarantine when I realized I desperately need professional help. I can't
finally. It's long though. It's extra long right now.
Long, but look at this. Look what happened to me. Look at these.
Gotta cut those ends off. Those ends gotta go.
Quarantine ends. I'm upset.
Those ends gotta go.
Look at this nice,
too wispy.
Quarantine wispy ass. Look at that. Look what happened to me in quarantine.
And that's crazy.
That's crazy.
At top, you're Heather Locklear. At the bottom, you're Sarah Fox right now in a casket.
Oh my God, I'm shook. Yeah, cool.
You got Farrah's hair today, right now, currently.
Lockdown smacked me in the face all of a sudden. Can I please get someone who knows what they're doing to sort me out? This is an emergency.
Well, make sure you get it sorted out before we have Roger Stone on next week.
No,
you embarrass me with those ends.
Oh my God.
Don't embarrass me.
Meet the ultimate OG white guy. No, I wouldn't.
It's going to be a good episode.
I know.
This was a great episode.
This was a great episode.
Bill, you want to plug some pluggy plugs over there in fucking Nice?
Yeah, man. Guys, follow me on TikTok. I'm Bill Petit.
You're a teenage girl, Bill. You know that, right?
Yeah. If you guys are interested, so I have a frame control product, frameScholar.com, which is you can go and check that out. And if you want to buy it.
What is it? What is it?
So it's a frame control. It's basically a negotiation course. So it like utilizes the things I learned from the law and dating coaching to help basically negotiate in certain situations. So like James and I did a product push and stuff like that, and it went really well. And so if you guys want to check that out, it's great. And then also follow me on Instagram at Bill Petit.
So you giving people relationship advice? What are you telling me?
Yeah, relationship advice, all sorts of shit, man.
All for all your success. For all your success with relationships.
all my millions of dollars.
And how's the wife doing after 20 years? How the wife and kids doing? Shut up, Bill. Shut your face. You might as well be giving astronaut courses. Oh,
that's actually also listed there, too. There's a coupon deal, so frame control and astronaut.
I missed your face, but I'm glad you was on the show today.
Thank you, man. I'll see you soon, man.
Yeah, definitely. Carrie Rons, pluggy plugs.
You can check me out on TikTok as well, although I haven't talked yet. But talks are coming because I'm going to be on lockdown forever. I'm not coming out of lockdown until we have a vaccine, and the vaccine is in my body. So I'm desperate times turn to TikTok. So anyway, I'm on there, Karen Kardashian, K-E-R-E-N. Twitter and Instagram, Karen Margolis. That's my fave. And yeah, Amy, say hi. Tell me my ends are looking great, even though I know you're a liar. And check out my soon-to-be continued pilot, Nerdgasm on Compound Media. We're gonna record new episodes ASAP, and we're gonna figure it out in lockdown.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Love you.
This is a great episode. Make sure you guys check out new episodes of Small Ball on Apple Music and Spotify. I got Lorena Russo that was on last week, and then we got Nimesh Patel's coming on next week. So yeah, Nimesh, one of my nephews. That's Small Ball. Small Ball is a sports comedy podcast, and it is great. Plus, what else? Roger Stone next week here on Race Wars.
That's right.
So Roger Stizzle in the fizzle to the fizz down. I'm trying to get Ann on week after, Ann Culture. So we'll see how that plays out. And then Greg Gutfeld. We got a lot of things coming up.
That's
so
y'all.
Yeah, it's gonna be buttery. That's patreon.com/racewars. Check out all the new and classic episodes. Why don't ya? Baby, why don't ya? Baby, why don't ya? That's it. I had fun, Karen?
This was the fucking best. I can't wait.
Karen.
Other dad next week.
Make sure your hair and everything is right for Roger Stone.
I'm gonna trim these ends for Stone. I can't have my dad disappointed. I'm sorry, my dad's disappointed. Yeah, no, you don't have Stone meetings with crispy ends. I'd rather kill myself.
White dad, black dad. What an episode it will be.
This has got to go.
And the Manhattan Madam. Let's not forget her. She's gonna be a great guest too. So make sure you Google her, Karen, so you have the info. It's going to be a great show. Go to, this is a great show. Bill, Stand in Trouble with Nice.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Au revoir. A bientôt.
He's out, guys. Au revoir. Right. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Race War!
Bye.
Bye.
Love you guys.